We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7:01. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Monday, August 2nd. We'll be taking a look at gunfire in North Wichita overnight.
I'm Rodney Price. Wichita police are investigating a weekend shooting. That story is ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Yesterday, we got to 88 for the high in Wichita, certainly feeling much less humid than we were last week. Our forecast for today and the rest of the week is coming up.
Three people are hospitalized this morning with gunshot wounds. This following a shooting near 17th and Grove late last night, the 1800 block of North Piatt. Wichita police responded to the shooting, and Police Sergeant James Hook says they found two victims at the scene. A third walked into a hospital.
So officers were still working on investigating, identifying suspects. It appears it's all an isolated incident. It doesn't appear that, you know, general public or anybody needs to worry or be concerned.
And as he said, that shooting remains under investigation. A 38-year-old man was shot late Friday night downtown.
It happened at approximately 11:40 p.m. at Central in Waco. When officers arrived on the scene, they found the man suffering from a gunshot wound. He was transported to an area hospital for treatment of serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Wichita police say the victim was traveling south on Waco when a disturbance occurred between him and individuals inside of another vehicle. At Central in Waco, both vehicles stopped. And when the victim approached the suspect vehicle, he was shot. The vehicle fled the scene. Police continue to investigate. If you have any information on this case, you can call Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A series of violent crimes reported nationwide during the weekend.
In New York, a hunt for a pair of masked shooters who fired on a group of people standing outside a laundromat on a crowded street in Queens. Police say 10 people were shot, and out of those, three were intended targets. The rest were innocent bystanders. After firing around 37 shots, the suspects sped off on mopeds. And in New Orleans, tourists are sent running when bullets fly on Bourbon Street. The police association blaming a shortage of officers amid funding cuts. Police say one person is in custody as police continue to investigate. And in Chicago, 44 people were shot and four killed as the city sees a rise in shooting incidents. 461 so far this year. That's compared to 402 at this time last year.
That's Fox's Marianne Rafferty with that report. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt tells KNSS News the governor's emergency powers are far less than they were when the pandemic began.
There's a provision in the January law that was not sunset, so if we revert back, it would go to that, that says the governor cannot declare another state of emergency related to COVID without the permission of the State Finance Council. That's the key, because, you know, without a new emergency, these powers aren't available, even if they otherwise might be.
Derek Schmidt was a guest on the John Whitmer Show. That was last night, right here on KNSS. The U.S. Small Business Administration is launching a streamlined application portal to allow borrowers with Paycheck Protection Program, PPP loans of $150,000 or less, through participating lenders to apply for forgiveness directly through the SBA. Kansas Information Network's Danielle Norwood with more.
The new forgiveness platform will begin accepting applications from borrowers on August the 4th. Lenders are required to opt into this program at forgiveness.sba.gov. In the four-state region that includes Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, and Nebraska, lenders completed nearly 217,000 PPP loans under $150,000, representing over $4.6 billion of PPP loans.
And that's all being handled through the U.S. Small Business Administration. Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, warns it's likely that more COVID cases are coming.
The nation's top disease specialist says he does not think the country will see the COVID lockdowns we had last year, but is warning the country to get ready for more cases.
But things are going to get worse. We're looking to some pain and suffering in the future because we're seeing the cases go up.
The rate of vaccinations is going up. The White House reported that since the week of July 5th, there has been a steady increase, but not fast enough for federal officials. Here are the stats. More than 164 million people in the U.S. are fully vaccinated. That's almost 50% of the total population. But the country is seeing more than 72,000 new cases a day, which is a jump of 44% compared to the previous week.
Fox's Caroline Shively reporting. It is 7:06. It's 7:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A new California law is set to go into effect next year. It's expected to have an impact on bacon supply.
It requires more space for breeding pigs, egg-laying chickens, and veal calves, which is likely going to lead overall to higher prices for consumers. But the California Restaurant Association is really worried about bacon supplies because with California production slowing down, businesses aren't going to be able to import from other states. So, yes, a bacon shortage is looming.
That's Fox Business Network's Cheryl Cassoni with that report. California's animal welfare proposition was approved overwhelmingly by state voters 3 years ago. Advocates say it's a small step in treating animals more humanely. Well, I hope you got to see Saturn overnight.
Every year, Saturn swings into opposition with Earth and shines its brightest. That's when Earth is between the ringed planet and the sun. This year, it happens the night between August 1st and 2nd, giving cosmic watchers their best chance to see the celestial beauty. You'll be able to view Saturn with the naked eye, but if you want to see its glorious rings, you'll need a telescope. Earth Sky says the prime time for getting a glimpse is Monday around 2 a.m. Eastern. And if you need help locating the sixth planet from the sun, a stargazing app will show you the way. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
It's 7:11 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. All right, this one causing a traffic slowdown. Northbound on I-135 around 61st Street North. We have a semi that's stalled out, and it's on the exit ramp. So watch out there, northbound I-135, right around 61st Street North, right there on the exit ramp. There's a stalled out semi, and it's causing things to back up a bit. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers. And as we head into the week, let's get the forecast. Let's check in live with KSN Storm Track 3 forecast, meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Ted. How you doing?
Good. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, especially after yesterday. You know, as expected, we had that cold front roll through and finally giving us some relief after, you know, the high heat and humidity that we had last week. So this is what a lot of us can expect as we head into the new week. Now, it's really going to be a tale of two forecasts because when it comes to our temperature department, things okay there. When it comes to our skies, not so much. And I'm not talking about rain, thunderstorms. I'm talking about the hazy, kind of milky hue that we had returned to the area yesterday. Our weather pattern really favoring a lot of that wildfire smoke to return to the area. So we do have mostly sunny skies expected today. But just keep in mind, it's going to be that hazy sunshine. And for anybody that has respiratory issues, you will want to make sure that you limit that time outside as well, at least over the next 24 hours. And again, when it comes to our temperatures, lower humidity will make it feel pretty pleasant out there for this time of year. Not really feeling like August at all with a high of 86 today. Normally, we should be at 93 when it comes to Wichita's average high. Mostly clear skies tonight, but still dealing with that that hazy sky. Probably not getting a whole lot of starry skies out there. 62 for a low, though, so more cool comfort to begin our Tuesday early tomorrow morning. 87 degrees for our Tuesday afternoon high, just a degree warmer under a partly cloudy sky. Wednesday, still inching day by day, closer to that 90-degree mark. 88 for midweek for a high. Only a 10% chance of a shower, storm. I think we'll have a slightly better chance of maybe hearing an isolated rumble of thunder Wednesday night going through our Thursday when that chance goes up to 20%. But again, we've got a better shot at staying dry. So this mid-late week rain chance, not anything to get too excited about. 89 Thursday, back up to 94 by Friday, ending the work week dry in those middle 90s, continuing through the weekend and into the middle of next week. So enjoy the cooler temperatures or the more comfortable temperatures while they're here, because we are going to heat back up just a few days from now. Currently, we're at 63 degrees, smoky, hazy sky, light north wind at 7 miles an hour, visibility down to 5 miles, likely due to a lot of that wildfire smoke.
All right, Ronell, thanks for checking in with us. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You're welcome.
That is the KSN Storm Track 3 forecast from meteorologist Ronell Williams here on this Monday morning. 7:14 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Hey, in the recent days, we've talked a lot about private business kind of starting to take over the space business that we've usually had for the government for the last half century. But there might be another private business getting into this whole thing. Let's check in with Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso in Chicago. Jeff, who's the latest?
Hey, good morning. A luxury car maker is entering the space race. It's Porsche SE. That's the holding company that manages Volkswagen Group, which, you know, it sells Audi, Bentley, Bugatti, Lamborghini, Porsche. Volkswagen's is investing millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars, $75 million total at this point in a European rocket launch startup. The Munich-based rocket firm Icer Aerospace develops and manages launch vehicles designed to transport satellites into orbit. And so the company plans its first launch for late next year and claims that its Spectrum rocket vehicle with low cost and more flexible satellite launches can be able to compete with rivals like Jeff Bezos and Blue Origin or Elon Musk and SpaceX. And as Porsche SE says, it expects that space is going to become a key technological platform for industries worldwide, including automotive, which kind of makes you think, you know, the Jetsons. And is that where we're going? I'm not sure. But car companies are really getting into that technological wheelhouse where they're investing in, you know, as Porsche SE is doing right now, into space.
Yeah, and this technology that used to be the province of governments only is all of a sudden, not of a sudden, but in recent years, much more available to many different corporations and private outages.
Yeah, and Icer Aerospace has already announced Airbus Defense and Space One as its first paying customers, and will announce more customers, more contracts soon, it says. Part of the Commercial Space Transportation Service Program run by the European Space Agency. The startup has also won the German government as a client. So this company has the potential to do some pretty incredible things, and a lot less expensive, according to the company, than say Elon Musk's or Jeff Bezos' company. So its mission really is to build a launch pad with a new kind of rocket, which is smaller and less expensive. And by doing so, make things cheaper, easier, more flexible for organizations to book satellite launches. So if you've got a company, you're thinking, I need a satellite launch, where are you going to go? You're going to go to this company that does it, handles things like this on the cheap, but can do it in a productive manner and where, you know, it's got a track record of doing things pretty well. So far, we'll see when they launch their first satellite into orbit, expected 2022.
Interesting. What's new today in Chicago, Jeff?
Well, you want to talk about crime, or you want to talk about Rod Blagojevich suing to run for his old job? What do you want to talk about?
He's still around?
Yeah, he's suing. He's going to sue for the right to rerun as governor of Illinois, and who knows? Who knows? You know, he made lots of headlines in the city, actually across the country, but particularly in his, stemming from his trial in Chicago years back, and I don't know. The press can't seem to get enough of the guy, so. Maybe he's banking on that.
Yeah, and he's got name recognition.
We'll see what happens.
All right. Thanks for the update. Have a good day, Jeff.
You bet.
That's Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live in Chicago today, speaking with us about perhaps Porsche entering the space race.
Interesting.
Yep. Another private company getting into it. It's 7:19 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's take a look at what's going on in sports. And the Kansas City Royals spent an interesting weekend north of the border. Nobody had been north of the border for Major League Baseball in nearly 2 years, as the Blue Jays had to play here in the States during the pandemic. But Toronto was back in Toronto for the first time in a long time, and they showed that they liked playing at home. And I think they liked playing the Royals, too. The Blue Jays win it 5-1 yesterday. You heard the game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. It was a three-game sweep for the Jays. The Royals have an off day today as their road trip continues back in the U.S., but the Royals are not off to a good start on this road swing. They had been playing pretty good until then, but did not fare well. No wins in Toronto this weekend. Minor League Baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge, has been on the road for a long time. They've been in the state of Arkansas for the last 2 weeks, and they wrapped it up yesterday with a four-hour game in Springdale. If you're going to play for 4 hours, you better win, and they did. It did not look good for a while. Wichita was down 9-4 in the seventh inning, but they got four runs before the seventh inning stretch and three more runs in the eighth inning. Came back to win that game 11-10, taking advantage of a dozen walks issued by Naturals pitchers. Wind Surge catcher Caleb Hamilton was on base four times, including his sixth home run of the year. That was a three-run shot. Surge wins it. Wichita ends up splitting the six games in Springdale against the Naturals, and the Surge also takes 7 of the 12 games on the road swing in the state of Arkansas. It's an off day today, of course, on a Monday for the Wind Surge as they travel back home to begin a week at home. Wichita right now in the number 2 spot in the league standings with a 2.5-game lead for that spot. Another minor league action for former Wichita State Shocker Grayson Genesta. He's in AA with the Atlanta Braves. Grayson was on base twice yesterday. He's got a .346 on base percentage this season. Former Shocker Grayson Genesta in AA with the Atlanta Braves. The Philadelphia Phillies going to Pittsburgh and wallop the Pirates yesterday 15-4. Starting at third base for the Phillies, another former Shocker, Alec Bohm. He was on base three times, drove in a couple of runs, went 2-for-5 at the plate. Alec Bohm batting .320. For the last couple of weeks. Had a hot bat for the Phillies, who win again. Phillies are in second place in the National League East. They're 3.5 games behind the first place New York Mets. And that's sports with Steve and Ted. It's 7:21 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We'll be taking a look at some other great items on the way, traffic and weather, and a look at other more traditional vaccinations. That'll be our house call for health. That's all coming up. Good information. Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand.
Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.